This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A new study links eating red meat to some cancers. Another study says women who eat lots of fruits and vegetables get little protection from another kind of cancer. Both reports appear in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they say there are some common sense things people should do about what they eat. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has this story.
Researchers followed 150,000 people. They asked them how much red meat they ate. That meant beef, but also lamb and pork, and processed meats, things like hot dogs and cold cuts. The people in the study were asked in 1982, and then again in 1992, and then followed for cancer until 2001. Dr. Michael Toon runs research for the American Cancer Society, the group that sponsored the study.
People who ate the most red meat were about 30 to 40% more likely to develop cancer of the lower colon or of the rectum than those who ate little or no red meat. And those who ate the most processed meat were about 50% more likely to develop cancer of the lower colon.
Toon gave up red meat 30 years ago. His wife made him stop. But he says his study doesn't mean everyone should quit eating red meat. Just eat it in moderation.
The message is that less is better. It probably depends where you're starting from. If meat's the mainstay of three meals a day, maybe one meal a day would be a good goal. And if you're eating red meat or processed meat one meal a day, if you reduced it to no more than three times a week, that would put you in the lowest third in our study.
Other studies have shown that colon cancers are the cancers most often linked to eating red meat. So the result of the new study was not unexpected. But Toon says there was one thing in his study that did surprise him. Eating fish and poultry seems to offer protection against getting colon cancers. And there was another surprise in a second study. This one showed that women who eat a lot of fruits and vegetables don't reduce their risk of getting breast cancer. It didn't seem to matter how much or what kinds of fruits and vegetables they ate. That study was conducted by researchers in Europe. They looked at the diets of nearly 300,000 women in 10 countries. Dr. Deborah Armstrong says the study won't change the advice she gives to her patients at the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins.
What I see is a lot of women who have done everything that they're supposed to do. They read the newspaper articles. They say, I don't eat junk food. I eat fresh fruits and vegetables. I have a salad every day for lunch. I don't eat red meat. I've done everything you're supposed to do, and I got cancer. And what I tell them is, you might have been sitting in my office 5 years ago if you hadn't done that. What you may have done was decreased your risk so that you actually got your cancer later in life.
Scientists once expected to find strong links between diet and the risk for breast cancer, the way it's clear that cigarette smoking causes cancer. But there are other benefits to good diet. David Grotto is with the American Dietetic Association.
What we have to look at is what fruit and vegetables literally bring to the table. There is an abundance of emerging research linking fruit and vegetable consumption with reducing risk for obesity. There is a strong correlation of obesity and breast cancer. So though this one particular study may not have seen some direct evidence, we're seeing that fruit and vegetables can lower blood pressure, lower obesity, and fight a variety of other cancers.
Two-thirds of Americans are counted as overweight or obese. The federal government will try to address that soon when it releases new guidelines for healthy eating, including a rewritten version of that famous food pyramid that says what everyone is supposed to eat. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Details of the studies are at npr.org.